CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. The legislature is expected to wrap up the 2021 session within the hour. Lawmakers have worked weekends and overtime on the remaining bills. For Republican Senator Jim Smallwood, sticking to a routine helped him survive the stressful final days.
I would say number one on the list is getting plenty of sleep, trying to stay in normal year-round regimen, so not throwing proper eating out the window.
Changes this session include a public health care option, tax reform, and restricting some gun purchases. The Aurora City Council unanimously rejected a statue remembering Korean women abused during World War II. CPR's Paulo Schalzada reports.
Aurora has a large Korean presence, with Korean staples like H Mart acting as community cornerstones. Longtime resident Daniel Oh asked to build the statue at the town's municipal center to follow the leads of other cities like San Francisco and Berlin. The topic of comfort women, who were taken as sex slaves by the Japanese military in World War II, is the source of international dispute. Multiple members of the Aurora City Council did not comment when asked why they voted against the statue. I'm Paulo Schalzada, CPR News.
If you notice smoke in the Roaring Fork Valley today, it's probably from two large wildfires in Arizona picked up by the jet stream. Forecasters worry gusty winds, dry conditions, and low humidity could fuel fires. A red flag warning has been issued for the valley and areas near Glenwood Springs and Vail Pass. And there is a red flag warning until 9 for Grand Junction. This is CPR.